Hello guys, welcome back to the Christian Gold Daydreaming Podcast. I'm your host, Rochelle, and today's episode is called Faith, the Evidence of Things Not Seen. So before we start this episode, I just want to say, if you guys, in any time during this episode, if you hear a man speaking, that is my dad. He is in the other room working. I mean, it is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so he is working. So, I mean, if I can hear him in my earphones, I assume you obviously can hear him too. So just ignore him, okay? Just don't pay any attention. Let's focus on the word that I'm going to share, which I'm really excited, guys. I never want to come onto this episode or onto the podcast and just share anything. That's never my intention. I want to have all my verses in order. I want to have a real, raw word from God. Because, you know, if I come on here and I just share anything or I share something half-heartedly, number one, that's not going to honor God. And I'm not trying to do that. And number two, that has the potential to then maybe stray someone away from God that's listening. Maybe I'll say something wrong and someone will take that to heart. So yeah, I'm very excited. I have a word from God and I'm excited to share. You've already guessed it. You've already read the title. This episode is going to be on faith. And I actually recorded, or I've had this topic on mind for a few weeks now. See, the fact that my dad's talking is really annoying me now. Hopefully you can't hear it. Anyway, continuing. I've had this message on my heart for a while now, and I actually did record an episode on faith, and then when I listened to it back the next day, I decided to not post it because something about it was off. I didn't really get that feeling of yes, this is the one, so I decided to not go with it. And also, to be honest with you guys, faith is something that I'm practicing a lot these days. I am somewhere in my life. Oh, I'm at that point in my life where I need a move from God. I need a miracle from God. And well, when am I ever not in that position? Like, I'm always needing God to move in my life. And that's a good place to be. That's a good place because the Lord wants us to be dependent on Him. Amen. He is our provider. He is God, and He wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. So it's a good place to be. But to be honest with you guys, I am going to be sharing and talking about this topic, but don't see this as me, giving a lecture. No, this is literally the Lord that gave me a word that I'm sharing with you. But as much as I'm sharing with you, I'm talking to myself as well, because I need this word. So with all that being said, let's get into it. I'm so excited. Okay, so a few things that I want to say about faith before we start. Three things. Number one, we practice faith every single day. So I don't know about you, but I've never seen Jesus with my physical eyes. I've never seen God. I've never seen Jesus. So it takes faith to believe in something, in someone that we can't see. Like the Holy Spirit. I've never seen the Holy Spirit, but I felt Him. I've experienced Him, and thus I believe in Him. So we practice faith every day. And without faith, you can't really be a Christian. Without faith, you can't have a relationship with God. Because, like I said, you can't see God. So how can you believe in something you can't see? Through faith. Amen? Number two, Hebrews 11. Oh, I'm getting out of breath. I'm talking so fast. Okay. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, this is the New King James Version. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. We all know this. It is impossible to please God without faith. And every time where I'm like doubting the Lord, or I'm talking very negatively, or my thoughts are just, you know, you can't tell that I have faith at all. You know, those moments, I always think about this verse because I never want to disappoint God. I don't ever want to displease God. Like, I want to please God. Like, I want to hear one day, well done, good and faithful servant. I want the Lord to look upon me and be pleased at what he's seeing, you know, because ultimately I'm living this life for the Lord. I've made that commitment to God like years ago, and I said, I want this life to be for your glory. And I've said multiple times, I told the Lord, use my testimony to bring more people to you. So point of the story, I want to please God. Number three, faith unlocks heaven. Faith unlocks miracles and blessings. And we know this. Matthew 16 verse 19 says, okay, I have my Bible. Let me read it real quick. Matthew 16 verse 19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Essentially, that verse is telling us that God gives us the keys to the kingdom. What does that mean? It means that the Lord has given us things that we can use to call down blessings and call down miracles. Some keys that he has given us. Number one, the word of God. The word of God is our textbook. It is God. 1 John verse 1 says, or John 1 says, John 1 verse 1 says, it says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. So the word is God. So key number one, the word of God. Another key that the Lord has given us is faith. Like I said, faith unlocks heaven. Every time in the Bible when faith was applied, God moved. Okay? But yeah, so I just wanted to say, faith unlocks heaven. It unlocks blessing. Okay, so I just wanted to mention those three things. And so now, let's get on to the word. The scripture that I want to speak about today is Hebrews 11 verse 1. This is also the New King James Version. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. To be honest with you guys, when I first heard this scripture, which was, I actually heard it like 2 years ago when I first joined the church. And now my mom's making food. Great. Hopefully you can't hear everything going on in my household. Anyhooksie. So yeah, when I first heard this verse, I was like, what? Come again? It made no sense. I'm going to read it again to you. Maybe it didn't make sense to you too. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Don't worry if this verse confuses you, because I'm going to unpack it now, because this is my word that I want to share. So when you look at the word faith, I looked it up. This is a fact. Faith, you can't see faith. You can't feel faith. You can't smell faith. Faith, the word, is a noun. It's not a verb. I looked it up. Because when I was like, oh, you can't see faith, you can't feel faith. And I was like, no, but you can apply faith. But Google says faith is a noun. It's not a verb. Okay, moving on. So, but now this made me think, if you look at the verse, faith is being compared to the word, or put in the same verse as the word substance and evidence. Now, I can see substance and evidence. I can see those things. Like, it's both physical. A substance is a physical thing. And evidence, if you say something is evidential, you can see it. You can realize it. I don't know. It's physical. So when I read this verse, I was like, why evidence and substance? Both are physical, but it's being compared to faith, which is not physical. And now there's a plane flying. Anyway, do you know what I mean? So faith is being compared to substance and evidence, but specifically, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the substance of things we hope for, and the evidence of things we cannot see. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the breakthrough that I'm going to share with you. I wrote it in my little notebook. I just need to turn the page. Okay. So, does that verse in itself not prove to us that when we step out of the boat and apply our faith, that there will be evidence of what we are believing for? Mind blown. Hold on, I missed something. Oh, I wrote down here, I was supposed to say, sorry guys, reverse. I was supposed to say, now you're probably thinking, Rochelle, let me turn my page again. Rochelle, what are you trying to say? And then I was supposed to deliver, does that verse in itself not prove to us that when we step out of the boat and apply our faith, that there will be evidence of what we believed for? Damn it, I missed it. Anyway, but isn't that so true? Like, that verse proves to us that there will be evidence when we apply faith, because faith is the evidence of things not seen. When you apply faith, there will be evidence of what you can't see. Anyway, okay. Hopefully that blew your mind as much as it did mine. I pray that it did. So in order to receive all that God has in store for you, you need to apply your faith. And as soon as you apply your faith, God says, that is pleasing. Now I have something to work with. Again, it unlocks blessing. And that's all God wants from us. All God wants is for us to apply our faith. Again, because it pleases Him. That's all the Lord is looking for. I say this all the time, like multiple times. I say this. The Lord has the power and the ability to do anything. He can bless you in an instant. But what sometimes keeps Him, and this is not the only thing that keeps Him, but what sometimes keeps God from blessing us is we need to first apply faith, right? And what does that look like? Sometimes applying faith looks like actually stepping out of the boat and applying your faith. Because it's easy to say, it's easy to in a conversation be like, yes, the Lord's going to bless my business. He's going to bless, like for me, I'm relaunching Shalika, I'm relaunching my business. So it's easy for me to say, yes, God's going to bless my business. And don't get me wrong, there is life in the power of the tongue. But are my actions proving that I have faith? Like, is what I'm doing showing God that I have faith? Like, am I, what will show that I have faith that He's going to bless my business? Am I planning to move out in a year's time, get my own place? Am I planning, so my first goal for myself is I want to buy, we have a Ford Fiesta that I drive, it's my parents' car. I want to buy that car and I want it for myself. That's my first goal financially. So when I apply faith, am I already planning to buy that car? Even though the finances aren't looking like it yet, like I haven't even launched my business, but am I already planning to have that car in a year's time? That's faith. That's applying faith. If you're starting something, if you are believing for something, is your calendar, is your to-do list already looking like that thing has already happened? Because if you are saying, yes, I have faith, but let's say, for example, overnight, the Lord, like, for let's take my YouTube channel, for example. I am monetized, so I make money, but it's not much, okay? But let's say overnight, the Lord decides to finally bless me and to increase my numbers and increase my the money that I make. Have I already put things in place for when I get blessed? Like, I obviously have a certain goal in mind of what I want to achieve with YouTube. Let's say that happens overnight. Let's say that happens in a week's time. have already planned on what I'm going to do when I'm blessed? Or am I just going to be like, oh, I'm blessed. Now what? Now let's plan. No, the Lord wants to see our faith in action. So maybe I want to encourage you, if you are praying for financial increase, have you already set goals in mind for after you receive the financial blessing? And if you haven't done that yet, do it. Do it now. I already have a life plan. I mean, I've always had one. I've always been that girl that has a 5-year plan. My plan never works out. If you know my testimony, since I got out of high school, I've made that decision to follow God with my entire life, mind, soul, body, and spirit. My plan has never worked out, and my journey has been so up and down and all over the place. But I thank God for it, because I've been tested, I've went through trials, I've tried things, I've applied faith, I've seen miracles. The Lord has performed amazing things in my life since I got out of school and I made the decision to really follow the Lord. It's been amazing. But what's my point? See, I always go on tangents. Anyway, apply your faith. Start planning for when you receive that financial blessing. Now, if you don't know exactly how much money, let's say you're applying for a job, you don't know how much they are paying. What I recommend, okay, now my brother's home. Now there's more people in the house. I would say, let's say you are applying for a job, you don't know how much they're going to pay you. What I recommend you doing, look for, let's say you want to move out one day and you want to own your own car one day and you want to move out. Let's say you want to move out. Go right now, go look for apartments where you want to live. Look for your ideal apartment that you want to start off with and look how much it costs and bring that to the Lord. Say, Lord, I would like to live in this place. I would like to own this car. This is how much it is. And see what God does. See what job opportunity He gives you. See what financial increase He gives you. And I've heard many testimonies of people that do that. And thus I started doing that. I have already said, Lord, I want to buy my parents' car. And you know, you need to plan for that. So let this be your encouragement. Plan ahead and show the Lord that you really do believe that it's going to happen, and apply your faith. Also, something that I feel like I need to touch on, I didn't put this in my notes, but I feel like I need to touch on this. One of the principles in the Bible, why did I say plural? One of the principles in the Bibles. Anyway, there's a principle called seed time and harvest. So essentially, you need a seed, right? That you need to plant that will bring a harvest over time. A principle that, you know, applies to this is the principle of tithing. So obviously we know that tithing is a principle. Tithing 10% of your income, you need to tithe. And if you don't know much about tithing and you haven't tithed ever in your life before, go read up on it. Go search up verses. I promise you, since I learned about tithing, I haven't missed a month. Even in the months I haven't made anything, like months that I don't receive money, I still tithe, because it's a principle and the Lord puts His word above Himself. So when you honor God's word and when you tithe, the Lord honors, obviously puts His word above Himself. So He will honor your tithe. And what you can do is, if you haven't started tithing and you want financial blessing, the Lord needs your seed in order to bless you, right? So your seed will then be your tithe, your financial seed. This is an episode for a different day. I can actually do a whole episode on this, because if I talk about this now, we will be here forever. But so the principle of seed time and harvest, the Lord needs a seed that He can use to produce a harvest over time in your life. So if you haven't started tithing, this is your encouragement. Start tithing. Go to your local church, or the church that you go to, ask them for their bank details and tithe. Okay, moving on. Moving on. So, when faith is applied, something needs to change. Something has to happen. There's actually a song I listened to the other day. I actually listened to it right before I filmed this. It's called Firm Foundation by Chandler Moore and Cody Carnes. It's by Maverick City Music. And in the song, Chandler, in specific, he sings, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. In fact, it's actually a verse in the Bible. It's by David in Psalms 37, verse 25. It says, I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread. So what I like to do sometimes is, it's important that we take scripture and we meditate on scripture. It's biblical. We need to remind ourselves of what the word of God says. So what I feel like I'm going to do, actually, I feel like I need to do this. I'm going to write Psalms 37 verse 25 on a piece of paper, and I'm going to put it by my bed, and I'm going to speak it out loud every night or every morning when I wake up or every night when I go to bed. I'm going to declare, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread. So for me, someone who is believing in God for financial increase, or I mean, I want to be financially okay. I want to be able to look after myself financially. I don't want to be dependent on my parents at all. I want to move on. I want to move on, go out of the house, move out of the house, buy my own car. I want to be able to support myself financially. And so that would be a good scripture to declare out loud. Like I've already said, there is power in the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. But also, like I've already also said, the Lord honors his word. He puts the word above himself. I'm going to look up a verse. I'm thinking of another verse. The word will not return void verse. I need to tell you guys about this verse. Isaiah 55 verse 11. Let me look for it. Hold on, guys. I want to give you facts. Isaiah 55 verse 11. 55 verse 11. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. This is God. That's God. Is it? Hold up. It's in. Hold up. Sorry, guys. Maybe I need to do my research before I talk about a verse. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My is both in capital letters, so I'm assuming that's God. So shall my, yes, it's God. Sorry, I was thinking, why is it not in red? But I forget that the only words that's in red is Jesus' words in the New Testament. So my apologies, it is God. I'm going to read it again. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Now I'm unsure. I'm not sure if it's from God, if it's God saying this. It is. It is. No, it's not. Okay, scratch that, guys. It doesn't actually matter. It doesn't matter, because the point is, when we speak a word, when we speak the word of God, that verse says, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. We always use this verse in the church, because that's why we use scripture when we pray. That's why we declare scripture out loud, because it will not return void to me. Now I know it's not God's words. It is the person. It is the author of Isaiah. I remember now. Sorry, guys. Sorry for this confusion. Actually, to double check, Isaiah 55 verse 11. Commentary. I'm going to quickly just fact check myself. God speaks lovingly and truthfully to his children. And in Isaiah. Okay. I do not want to lead you guys astray. He desires that they come to him and be restored back into his grace and favor. He longs to bestow his righteousness. Okay. In this chapter, the Lord urges his people to listen diligently to his voice. Okay, ad popping up. For his word will not return to him void of fulfillment. He calls them to come freely to the great table of blessing he prepared for them. It is God's word. It is God speaking. He urges them to come and drink from the cup, brimming with heavenly favor. He wants them to eat of the good things he has prepared and to let their souls delight in the abundance of his grace. If only they would hearken, whatever that word means, to his voice and listen to his word, they would have all they needed for life and godliness. Oh my goodness, that is insane. I'm going to read that again because this is basically what I'm trying to say. So, by the way, this is a Bible commentary that I'm reading off of. It says, if only they would listen to his word, meaning the Bible, they would have all they needed for life and godliness. This is my point. When we read God's word, when we declare scripture, then we would have all we need for life and godliness. All we need is in the word of God. And again, the word will not return to me void when I speak it. So whatever the word says, if the word says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11 that the thoughts I think towards you is thoughts of peace and not of evil, and the Lord says that I'm going to have a good future and a hope, then guess what? I'm going to have a good future and a hope because the word says it. That's the point of the scripture. When you speak the word, when you say, I'm going to have a good future and a hope because Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says that, then it has to come to pass because that is the word of God and it will not return to me void. Okay, I have a feeling that you guys know what I'm talking about and I'm just like hammering on. I feel like there's someone that's like, Rochelle, I get what you mean. I know the scripture. but I just want to make double sure. I don't want to lead anyone astray. Okay. So, let this be your encouragement that if you've been doubting or if you've been negative, all you need is faith. That's all the Lord is asking from you, is your faith. And there's a verse that talks about you only need a mustard seed of faith. Which verse is that? I actually wrote it down. Where'd it go? Mustard seed? Here we go. Mark 4 verse 32 speaks about you only need a mustard seed of faith. Now, if you're sitting there and you are listening to this and you're saying, Rochelle, I've been having faith, like I've been believing in God, I have been the one with the most faith. Or you're even sitting there and being like, Rochelle, I had a mustard seed of faith and nothing has happened. Like I'm waiting and like what? Well, then I want to say this to you. The Lord told me once, this was like a few weeks ago. So there's a verse that in the Bible that talks about seek and you will find, knock and you will ask, that verse. There was this one day where the Lord told me, Rochelle, just knock. The door might just be open. So if you've been saying, Rochelle, I've been having faith, you need to seek, knock and ask like you've never seeked, knocked and asked before. Because the door might be open. You need to actually step out of that boat. If you've been wanting to start a business and you've been feeling this like urgency, and like you know that the Lord has been wanting you to do this thing, but you're not sure, well, it's time to test it. It's time to actually step out of the boat and try, and just try. Yesterday when I was in the gym, I was listening to a podcast. It's Joyce Meyer's podcast called Talk It Out. And they did a podcast on finding your purpose. And Joyce Meyer said something that actually changed my life. She said, one way how we can find our purpose and one way that we can know that God wants us to do something is just by trying. Just by literally trying. I mean, my testimony is since I got out of high school, I've tried it. I've tried everything. I started a business. I tried studying theology. I went overseas to au pair. I tried a fashion design degree. All in 2 years. All in 2 years, I've tried it. I have tried it. But what stood the test of time is when God gave me a word. So in 2020, the Lord told me, Rochelle, you're going to have a business and it's going to be for my kingdom. That's it. That's it. That's all I've heard. And obviously I started that business and it kind of failed. Well, it didn't fail, but the enemy kind of stole from me at the end there. I was left with no money left and I didn't know what to do. But guess what? The Bible says that whatever the enemy has stolen, God will return to you tenfold. He will restore what the enemy stole. And I know that I have the means to restart my business and relaunch it. And I know that my business will be more blessed than ever before, because guess what? His word says it. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to repeat the word back to God, and it will not return to me void. Amen? Amen. I feel like I'm preaching right now. Okay, so hopefully this podcast episode encouraged you. I pray that it gave you a little bit more faith than you've had previously. I pray that if you have been having faith, I pray that this encouraged you to take that leap of faith and actually step out of the boat and walk on water. Sorry, I didn't know how to say that. To walk on water. Actually, before this episode and before I started praying and worshiping, I saw a TikTok video of a man. He literally just recorded himself walking outside, and he told a testimony of when he stepped out of the boat and walked on water. And I kind of want to tell it to you guys. I know I'm going to paraphrase because I don't know the story exactly, but he was talking about when he just got out of school. He didn't have any experience, but he really wanted to be a sports broadcaster. And so what he did was he decided to stand on God's promises and his principles, step out of the boat, and he told his parents that he was going to fly to Texas and not come back until he becomes a sports broadcaster. And so what this man did was he got on a plane, flew to Texas, and he had a job interview, a broadcasting interview with, I forget the company, but it's apparently like a big company in the US, broadcasting company. And he had an interview, and he said after his interview, the man asked him, so what area do you want to broadcast? And he said sports. And the man laughed at him and they said, we have no openings, because the guy that was doing the sports broadcasting was apparently a very famous guy back in the day. So there was no openings, etc. And so what he did was he said back to the man, well, do you have any openings? And the man said, yes, we have an opening in weather on the weekends. And he said, well, I'll take it. And so he had to audition for the weather broadcasting position. And it was on a Sunday at 6 p.m. So what the guy did was he went to church a few hours before the interview, before he had to interview. And he said he prayed. He prayed and he believed, and he said he stood on the word of God and he believed that he would get it. And so he went to the interview, and he said when that light turned red, he said he doesn't remember what he said. But after that red light turned off, he remembered the guy turning to him and being like, that was amazing. That was the best broadcasting he's ever seen or whatever. And so he got the job on the spot. But the guy that did the interview, the guy that flew to Texas and that wanted to be a sports broadcaster, said, well, because this the weather broadcasting opportunity was, again, only on the weekends. And he said, I'm sorry, the man told him, we also need a photographer for like 3 days out of the week. Would you be able to do it? And he said, yes, for I think it was $10,000 a year, which is, it's not a lot. It's very little, apparently. And but before the guy took the job, he said, well, I'll take the job if you give me the rest of the 2 days of the week to do sports broadcasting, just 2 days. And the man said, you want to work 7 days a week for $10,000 a year? Like, that sounds crazy. You want to do 2 nights sports broadcasting, the weekend's weather, and the other 3 days photography? Like, that's a lot of work for not a lot of money. And he said, yes, that's what I want to do. And so the guy said, it's a deal, you can do it. And the guy said, and then I walked on water. Because he became a sports broadcaster, even though it was just for two days out of the week. And so he got what he came to get. So yeah, that was just a little encouraging story to step out of the boat and walk on water. Anyways, guys, that is it for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. This really encouraged my faith, so I hope it encouraged yours. I really enjoy making these episodes, and I'll probably see you in my next one. Okay, guys, bye.